It is my honor this evening to play Santa. I get to award $250,000 worth of scholarships, if you take everything into consideration. You guys should applaud, because it's only because of the hard work of this organization that we are able to do this. Before I get started, we did have the scholarship raffle this year. You have to pay up to play. It was $10 to get in the raffle, and I was happy to see that almost 60 of previous scholarship winners participated. We need to make this a larger effort and an ongoing effort to support the scholarship program. I had the honor of sitting at the table with Kareem Dale during the banquet. I shuffled the cards and had him pull a lucky name. The lucky winner of $1,000, previous scholarship class, Mr. Richie Flores. Looks like Richie's gonna have some friends tonight too. I mentioned already that we're giving away scholarship money. And it's important to understand that each and every one of these individuals earned this through their scholarship and leadership. But we don't just stop at the financial award that we offer. They've already been informed, and it's thanks to the efforts of the KNFB Reading Technologies that each and every one of these 30 scholarship winners will be receiving a KNFB Reader Mobile. They will be totally globally mobile. In addition, Kurzweil Technologies has also provided some wonderful Braille plaques in your packets that you'll be receiving this evening. I still have mine. I was lucky enough to be the Jernigan Scholarship Award recipient in 2002, the UU2, the best class ever. And my plaque is something that I cherish. Don't hate, participate. In addition, Kurzweil Technologies will be, KESI. Kurzweil Educational Systems Incorporated is providing each and every one of you with a coupon in your bag that you can redeem for a copy of the Kurzweil 1000 optical character recognition software to help you with your education. Also, even more powerful than that, the man himself, Dr. Raymond Kurzweil, has reached into his pocket and added an additional $1,000 to your scholarship award to each and every one of you. We, the members of the National Federation of the Blind, provide you with a nice decorative certificate, which I'm sure you'll cherish, but even more importantly, we will be providing you with a scholarship check. As I said, it's over $250,000. That's only a small fraction of what this scholarship award really means. The true benefit is that we offer you, the 30 of 2010, the Federation. This evening, you will have the honor of meeting and shaking hands with two transformational individuals as you walk across this stage, Dr. Raymond Kurzweil and Dr. Mark Maurer. Oh, the suspense is killing me. We have over 30 scholarships to award this evening. And I'll get right into the mix. The first scholarships we're awarding are National Federation of the Blind scholarships in the amount of $3,000, along with all of the other gifts and this whole week of education that we provided. I'll read the name, the state of residence, and the state where they're attending school, and tell you a little about the students. Our first scholarship award recipient this evening, an NFB scholarship in the amount of $3,000, goes to Miss Alicia Betancourt, Florida, Florida. Alicia is a second-year grad student attending the University of Central Florida. She's majoring in social work, and her vocational goal is to be a social worker. Congratulations, Alicia. Our next winner, Miss Rashi Goyle, Georgia, Georgia. Rashi will be a second-year student At Georgia Institute of Technology, I spent a year there. Was happy to come out with the 2.0. Rashi, I think, is handling the 4.0, the quality of the students that we offer. She's majoring in environmental engineering, and her goal is to be an environmental engineer. Congratulations, Rashi. Our next winner, Miss Deepa Garaya, California, Michigan. Deepa will be a second-year law student at the University of Michigan Law School, and she wants to be a civil rights attorney. Congratulations, Deepa. Our next winner, Mr. Christopher Jekyll, Illinois. Christopher will be going into his second semester in law school. He's attending John Marshall Law School in Illinois, and he wants to be an attorney. Congratulations, Christopher. Our next winner, Ms. Andrea Jenkins, Georgia. Andrea will be a sophomore at Valdosta State University. She's majoring in Spanish interpretation, and she wants to be a translator. Congratulations, Andrea. Our next scholarship winner, Mr. Kurt Manwaring, Utah. Kurt will be a freshman attending Brigham Young University in Utah. He's majoring in political science, and his overall goal is to be an attorney. Congratulations, Kurt. Our next winner, Miss Esha Mehta, Colorado. Esha will be a freshman at the University of Colorado at Boulder, and she wants to be an elementary school teacher. Congratulations, Esha. Our next winner, Miss Josie Nielsen, Idaho, Utah. She'll be a sophomore at Brigham Young University as well. She's majoring in violin, and she wants to be a violinist and a solo performer. Congratulations, Josie. Our next winner is Miss Ashley Ritter, Indiana. Ashley will be a sophomore at Indiana University. I have Indiana University and Purdue. She'll be studying secondary education, and she wants to be a teacher of blind students. Congratulations, Ashley. Our next winner, Miss Jessica Scannell, New Jersey. Jessica will be a senior at Mount Clair University. She's majoring Family and Children's Services, and she wants to be a teacher of blind students. Congratulations. And she can start by teaching me. Our next winner, is Miss Quintina Singleton, New Jersey. Quintina is a first-year graduate student at New York University. She's working on her master's in childhood special education, and she wants to be a special education instructor. Congratulations, Quintina. Our next winner, Mr. Tara Tripathi, Florida. Tara is a graduate student at the University of Central Florida, majoring in text and technology, and wants to be an access technology teacher. Congratulations, Tara. Next winner, my home girl, Miss Kayla Weathers, Georgia, Georgia. Kayla's a freshman attending Dalton State College. She's working on her degree in special education. She wants to be a teacher of blind students. Congratulations, Kayla. The following $3,000 scholarships are named scholarships. It's due to the gracious gifts of these individuals that we're able to offer these scholarships. And our first scholarship is the Hermione Grant Calhoun Scholarship in the amount of $3,000. Dr. Isabel Grant endowed this scholarship in memory of her daughter, Hermione. Scholarship winner must be a woman. We have a woman. The winner, Miss Beth Allred, Colorado, Colorado. Beth is a graduate student, University of Colorado at Boulder. She's studying vocal performance and wants to be a performer. Congratulations, Beth. The next named scholarship, you know, I just realized something. You know, I just became blind in 89, right? And, you know, I've struggled with the Braille stuff, and I'm up here, and I'm thinking I can still see because I'm looking down at the Braille paper. And I lift my head up and realize I don't need to look down at the Braille. I can look at this wonderful Federation family of mine, all right? The next named scholarship is the Kukler Killian Memorial Scholarship in the amount of $3,000. Now, this scholarship is given in loving memory of the parents of Ms. June Rose Killian. And I met June Rose. She's a loyal member, I think, of the Connecticut affiliate, but I met her in New Jersey. Her parents' names are Charles and Alice Kukler. Kukler, thank you very much. I know June Rose. I can't pronounce the last name. She's in the Northeast, and we have a Northeast scholarship winner. The winner of this scholarship award is Mr. Antonio Gimenez, Rhode Island, Rhode Island. Now, Antonio is attending an online university based out of Utah, Western Governors State in Utah. Everybody, yeah, hurry up, hurry up. I got you. And he's working on becoming a social studies teacher. Congratulations, Antonio. The next is the first of two scholarships named for this couple. It's in the amount of $3,000. It's the Charles and Melba T. Owens Scholarship in the amount of $3,000. This is the first of two scholarships originally endowed by Mr. Charles T. Owens in loving memory of his blind wife. The recipient of this award, wonderful young lady, very charming, Ms. Chelsea Cook. Virginia, Virginia. Chelsea's already been recruited by Dr. Hong to work with the Blind Driver Challenge, but she's gonna be a freshman at the Virginia Tech. She's majoring in astrophysics, and she doesn't have time to be a blind woman driving. She's working on becoming an astronaut. Congratulations, Chelsea. The next named scholarship is the E.U. Parker Scholarship in the amount of $3,000. This scholarship honors a lifetime leader of the Federation. A lifelong leader in the Federation, I'm there, whose participation stood for principles and strong practices. Whoo, getting hot up here. In the work, that's why I love you guys, you're so supportive. Been very supportive of the National Federation of the Blind. And it's endowed by his wife, who joined him in a lifetime of service to the National Federation of the Blind. This scholarship goes to another wonderful young lady by the name of Miss Kaylee Joyner. Texas, Texas. Kaylee is attending Stephen Austin University here in Texas. She's studying elementary education and wants to be an elementary school teacher. Congratulations, Kaylee. The next named scholarship is the Howard Brown Rickard Scholarship in the amount of $3,000. With this scholarship, the winner must be studying or planning to study in the field of law, mathematics, engineering, architecture, or the natural sciences. We have a winner. Sean Reimers, Utah, Utah. Sean will be a freshman at the University of Utah, College of Law, and he is indeed studying to be an attorney. Congratulations, Sean. The next named scholarship, Jeanette C. Irley, Memorial Scholarship in the amount of $3,000. This scholarship is given in memory to a well-known author of novels for teenagers and a former board member of the Iowa Commission for the Blind, and also a longtime supporter of the National Federation of the Blind. The winner of this scholarship, Miss Melissa Lomax, New Jersey, New Jersey. Melissa is attending the University of Maryland. I'm sorry, it's New Jersey, Maryland, I apologize. University of Maryland. She is studying English and she wants to be an English teacher. Congratulations, Melissa. The next scholarship is the Michael Marucci Scholarship in the amount of $3,000. This scholarship is given by Marie Marucci in loving memory of her husband, Michael. Now, both are longtime, loyal, valued members of the NFB of Maryland. The winner of this scholarship must be studying a foreign language or competitive literature. Comparative literature. Thank you. We all in this together, loving it. Let me just get real. No Marie Marucci, and I hope that this winner also loves baseball. The winner of this scholarship, Mr. Jadil Sotomayor, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico. Now he'll be a junior at the University of Puerto Rico. He's studying translation and English education. He wants to be an English Spanish translator or teacher. Congratulations, Jadil. The next named scholarship is one from the Federation. It's the NFB in computer science. It's in the amount of $3,000. And this winner must be studying in the field of computer sciences. The winner, and I think that he's already put his eyes and sights on working with Dean Blasey and the things that he has coming up, Mr. Sina Baram, North Carolina, North Carolina. Sina is a PhD candidate at North Carolina State University. He's studying computer science, and he wants to be a computer science technologist. Congratulations, Cena. The next is the NFB Educator of Tomorrow in the amount of $3,000. Now, this winner must be planning a career. I love the way it's planning a career in the education, in elementary, secondary, or post-secondary education. The winner, Kristen Mathey, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania. Kristen is also a PhD candidate. Wait a minute. That is correct. She's attending Penn State University. She's majoring in rhetoric and public address. I need to measure in public address. She wants to be, and I was also told, and I didn't realize this, someone told me that Dr. Timbrook was also a professor of rhetoric. She wants to be a professor of rhetoric. Congratulations. The next four scholarships will be in the amount of $5,000. The first three are NFB scholarships. And the prizes get higher in double jeopardy. The first of our $5,000 scholarship winners, Miss Conchita Hernandez, Nebraska, Nebraska. Conchita will be homegrown, attending Louisiana Tech University. She's studying to be a teacher of blind students. Congratulations, Conchita. Our next $5,000 winner is Tabia Maya, Indiana, Indiana. Tabia is attending, she'll be a freshman, attending Indiana State University. She's majoring in social work, and she wants to be a children's social worker. Congratulations, Tabia. Our next $5,000 scholarship winner, Miss Callie Sando, South Carolina, South Carolina. She's attending Clemson University. She's working on her master's in public administration, and she wants to be a federal program administrator. Congratulations, Callie.
We love you, Callie.
The first of our fourth $5,000 scholarship is a named scholarship. It's the Hank LeBond Scholarship in the amount of $5,000. Now, it says here that Hank LeBond loved life. And I'm going to part from the script here because I heard it firsthand from one of our newer affiliate presidents, Ms. Kim Williams, the impact that Hank had on her life. And I wish that it would have been someone that I had gotten to know. But he wished that his last remaining assets be used to give blind men and women the opportunities that he enjoyed in life. And it's very telling that the winner of this scholarship is also from Hank LeBond State of Tennessee, Ms. Sherry Anderson, Tennessee, Tennessee. She'll be a senior at Middle Tennessee State. She's working on a liberal arts degree. Her vocational goal is to be an emergency management professional. Congratulations, Sherry. And they just keep getting better. The next two scholarships are NFB scholarships, meaning that each and every one of you continue to make this possible, in the amount of $7,000. The first winner of our $7,000 scholarship, Mr. Zachary Brubaker, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania. Now, he'll be a he's attending an honors college at Brigham Young University, majoring in physics and mathematics, and he wants to be a math and physics, correct me, Penn State? I'm sorry, you are correct. Pennsylvania State University. Charge it to my head, not to my heart. Math and physics. Congratulations, Zachary. Y'all don't need me. Y'all can do this without me. Our next $7,000 scholarship winner, Miss Michelle Wesley, Illinois. Interesting vocational goal. She'll be attending the University of Illinois, majoring in veterinary medicine. She wants to be a veterinarian. Congratulations, Michelle. Oh my. We moved up to a $10,000 scholarship award. This is the second of two named scholarships in the name of Charles and Melba T. Owens. Originally endowed in honor of his blind wife, this $10,000 scholarship honors both Charles and Melba T. Owens. And they simply wanted to provide an opportunity for individuals and students to seek financial independence. And I think that $10,000 helps on the way to financial independence. And the individual that is going to help on her way is Miss Mary Fernandez, Georgia. Mary is a junior at Emory University. She's double majoring in psychology and music. And she wants to be a clinical psychologist. Congratulations, Mary. The last scholarship award tonight is named in honor of our beloved leader, Dr. Kenneth Jernigan. It's in the amount of $12,000. This individual, along with receiving this award, will receive the unique opportunity to address our Federation family. I must state before I announce the winner that each and every one of these scholarship winners is indeed a winner. And it was a very difficult process to determine which individuals get which award. And I commend the members of the NFB Scholarship Committee for their forthright deliberation of each and every application and each and every winner. This scholarship is awarded annually and is made possible by the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults. It's in memory of the man who changed the perceptions of the capacity of the blind in this country and indeed throughout the world. A man who has impacted my life and the lives of so many others that he had never had the opportunity to meet. The winner of the Dr. Kenneth Jernigan Memorial Scholarship, in the amount of $12,000, I present to you my Federation family, Ms. C.J. Fish, Virginia. C.J. is a grad student at Marymount University, working on her master's degree in community counseling. And she wants to be a mental health counselor. And as we show our appreciation for CJ, I'm going to relinquish the microphone and allow her to speak.
I stand before you truly honored and humbled to accept this award and all that it signifies, all that it means. I'd like to say thank you to so many. First, the Scholarship Committee for all that they have done for us from the beginning, going through all the applications, putting in so many hours. Then, to turn around and dedicate themselves to sharing of themselves, teaching us, showing us how to be leaders, and telling us about their lives and giving us advice, all of these things. I also want to thank the scholarship class for all of the friendship and the warmth that you have extended to me. It has truly been a blessing to get to know each and every one of you, and you have been an inspiration to me, to my family, first to my husband, for the love and support that he has given me through good and bad, sickness and in health, just as he promised me on our wedding day, not barely over a year ago. Finally, to my NFB family that has nurtured me, strengthened me, challenged me, and pushed me to be more than I ever thought I could be, and showed me to go beyond all that I have ever dreamed that I could become. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Can I close this out? You got more?
I do. I can keep going. I can keep going.
Appreciate it.
There will always be obstacles and challenges in our lives that we must face, but we are tried by fire. When we face that fire, we have a choice. We can run away and hide from it, or we can face the heat. This NFB family has taught me to face the heat and become all the better for it. And I want to leave you with the challenge that there is always hope for tomorrow. Find a way, conquer, and succeed. Thank you so much.
If you guys noticed how supportive the scholarship class was of CJ as she made her comments, and I have learned as I've dealt with the scholarship committee for these past 3 years that it is a bond, and I hope that they recognize that, that they will cherish, that they should cherish, that will benefit them for their lifelong. This will be my last year chairing the scholarship committee. I have enjoyed it tremendously, working with the individuals of the scholarship committee who have so much integrity and passion for the organization. I have enjoyed interacting with some of the best and the brightest of our youth, and recognize that in serving, that I have replenished my hope in recognizing that we do have a pool of future leaders to continue the work of this organization. I'm not leaving, I'm transitioning, and I didn't realize until this convention how many things that I would be leaving behind. I'm no longer going to be the Georgia affiliate president, but we'll be leaving that in capable hands. I will no longer be serving as the scholarship committee chair, but Patty Chang will be taking on the leadership and I'm sure doing an excellent job with this program. There are so many committees that as a staff person now I cannot serve on, but serving as the director of strategic communications, primarily directed to handle the public relations for the Blind Driver Challenge, was an offer that I could not refuse. It is one of the most exciting initiatives that we as an organization have embarked on, and I could not help but be a part of it. I'd like to leave you with just one little simple phrase, and it will be my mantra for the next year, maybe longer. Blind man driving, baby. Blind man driving.